Can you hear me? Are you?
There you go.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get you on Bluetooth, dude. Turn the car off. Yeah, you're connected, bro. Hold on, dude. Okay, you got the phone. Motherfucker.
All right, cool beans. So you actually are alive as fuck, and I can hear you. And I'm smoking a joint, so we are
Dope.
in business. And the car is off, and all that fun shit. All right,
Live from Spokane, Washington.
he just fucked up the whole thing because I don't see my location, but he fucked.
shit. I just cut out the whole beginning. You just cut it out. You just cut it
Yeah,
out.
I'll figure it out or not. I mean, fuck it, live from Spokane. But anyway, I don't know how to cut it out if it's already live. But we'll figure it out.
No,
I'll figure.
it's not live. I think it lets you record it via the app and then it uploads it. But on the app, it allows you to edit it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we are live, and hopefully, so my situation right now, since this is like the first person podcast, since ironically I'm in hotboxing a car and I'm making sure I don't get the cops on my dick because I saw them pass by. So, like, they bitch. Hey, bitch, I'll take the keys out the fucking car. It's legal to smoke weed. It's illegal to drive while you're high. So, like, I'll take the keys out. Bang. But anyway, food for thought if you're in Washington. So, welcome to the end of the show. And we got Mr. EB. What do you want to be called today, sir?
The dude.
The dude.
Yep, the dude.
The dude, TD. The dude is in the house. So today we're gonna hammer down on the. I can't even say that. We're not referring to Pat McAfee, but we're actually gonna nail down the psychology. This is episode two for season three. So I guess you always want to start off with like introduction. So like. But always not like tell your too much. So I guess tell the audience, I guess, what you want to tell them, I guess. So done.
Well, asking the hard questions while I'm high. I don't know. I'm just some dude, you know. I'm a dude just like all the rest of the dudes and dudettes out there. Yeah, I'm just a person. Don't know. I don't know what else to say about that. Yeah.
Forrest Gump. I don't know what to say about that. Yeah. Nice. Oh, dude. So that's awesome. So we're here, and I was gonna say, like, for the first topic, what do you think about humanity's like mental set right now? Like, what do you think, you know, makes, I guess, the world go round right now in 2020? And not like money, obviously, but like mentally, what do you think people go out to work for?
It depends on who you ask that question, right? Like, it depends on what your situation is. Some people are just trying to survive. Some people want to be successful, you know. But I think overall, right now, mentally, the world is just fucked.
Yeah.
Honestly, overall, mentally, at least what I've encountered, people are fucked, and it's this really bad self-centered, I guess you could say, sort of mindset people have. They always think about themselves. That's why people are absorbed in their fucking cell phones and social media, and, you know. It's just about themselves and that's
yeah. No, that's awesome, because I agree. I mean, it's more of like a technological age now, so it's more of like if you have the better tech, you know, they think you're better in class now. But at least in the States, that's how it is. I know we have international listeners and shit, but in the States, it's pretty weird. But like human characteristics are always kind of everywhere, like rich, poor, and all that bullshit. So,
oh yeah.
But you kind of nailed it with the whole like selfish mindset. What do you think developed that mindset?
I mean, there's a number of different reasons that somebody could have that mindset. I can't say exactly. I'd say definitely in Western culture, it seems like social media. Social media, in a large part, is, you know, why people are so self-absorbed. Because, like, if you even think about the phones that are coming out nowadays, like, everything that's in them is kind of like built around like being able to interact socially on the internet. Facebook, Instagram, you know, these cameras keep getting crazier and crazier. This, we can take the perfect selfie and you can record videos of your badass little kids in 4K resolution. Wow. And this is all people fucking care about. That's like they spend all of their time doing that shit. But I think why. I think that's why, honestly.
I think it started with MySpace. Like, you can blame Tom. I think Tom did the second one.
God damn it, Tom. I mean, no, it was the inevitable. I mean, you had MySpace, but you had a couple others too, you know, like you had really small ones. I remember when I was late middle school or early high school, I can't remember now, but there was a website called Skonex, and it was just like a bunch of high school motherfuckers on there, but it was like social media, kind of, you know, it's like its own little thing. And that's what all the fucking kids did. Like, it was the inevitable that we're going to come to this point.
Yeah. Especially with the programming. Cause I remember programming was big when I was like in high school and shit. So like 2008. So you can imagine now it's like, you know, like everyone, I mean, it's not like anyone can learn programming, but like, it's just evolved a lot to where, like, if you're open-minded to it, you can definitely advance faster than what we knew about, you know, when we were at that age. You know?
Well, that's one thing I will say is kind of awesome for some of the generations coming up behind us. Like, my little sister, she was in, like, middle school, and she had a coding class. She had a class that was teaching her how to code in middle school. But that's because it's so much a part of this world now. So all these kids coming up, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be a lot more a part of their world than it was even ours, because technology just keeps advancing so quickly, too, year after year. So
what do you think of virtual reality? Does it kind of, like, impede on human interactions? Because you can see, I mean, it's a good – like, I personally watch, like, a lot of these videos where they vent a lot of really deep shit on these chats. But, like, their avatars are, like, these half-naked anime rabbit female shit. And it's, like, you know what I mean? It's really strange. Like, so you get this, like, real reality of humans, but then they got a mask and they have an alter persona. And I mean, not everyone kind of feeds into that, obviously. They're not, like, making funny noises and shit. But, you know what I mean? It's just, like, people are replacing that socialist aspect with actual socialism. They're not actually being human anymore. It's just like, okay, this guy is more liked, so we're going to like this guy. We'll hate him more. On and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, we're now, I don't think it's going to change. It's going to continue.
virtual reality is going to wind up being the same thing that we're already seeing with social media, but like kind of also bridging the gap between stuff like social media and games, you know, like where it kind of all exists in one, you know, ecosphere, if you will. Like it's just kind of all the same, and that's what people do, and people will get likes with your little avatars, and maybe they'll be able to make money off of ad revenue somehow. Who knows? You know, like it's probably going to be just a lot of the same shit. But I think people are just going to be more withdrawn from each other. I mean, that to me is the future. That's what the future looks like. People aren't really connecting, at least if we're going to continue following the same path that we're on now. People aren't really connecting anymore in the future. That's what I see.
Yeah, I agree, dude. Like, it's, I don't know. There's like mixed feelings with everyone kind of saying that it could effectively help bridge a lot of gaps with communication issues, but equally diminish communication, which is kind of crazy, dude. So I think like everything in like moderation is pretty cool, but like in moderation of like how would you even mandate that if we never explored that realm, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. It's like a catch 22 kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just like getting stoned and getting hungry, because you're always gonna be hungry and stoned.
Yeah.
Just never gonna.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually really fucking hungry. I just had a fucking dude. I had coffee for the last 2 hours, and now I'm like, it's fucking 9:04 my time. I mean, if I see the pigs pass me up, that's like the second time they passed me. So I'm gonna drink. Okay, we're gonna get rid of that first.
Why they're not around?
Oh god, that was terrible. Oh my god. All right. So what you don't do, what we will do, is get the fuck back to the house while we're recording. So we can keep recording, guys. We're doing this shit live. It's kind of an adventure podcast.
We're going on an adventure, guys.
Fuck yeah, because
we're going on an adventure.
We've been exposed. I don't want them knowing I'm high. Bastards. Hopefully it'll cut me off, but it's where I get like my street's like right there. Like they do a U-turn, I'm screwed. Whoop! Like No! No! Fuck you! I'm like 5 fucking minutes away. Oh my god.
Can I help you, Ossifer?
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. Well, the good news is there is none. We're gonna get the fuck out of here.
Jair.
Like the good old flower. Luckily, we're clear. If they do a U-turn, I wouldn't know right now. But right now, there's open field. So anyway, my special headphones got disconnected. We're on speaker. We're on live mission. But what you were saying earlier before I literally changed the topic. It's gonna get virtual reality is already kind of gonna be here, dude. Like I said, it's just we have to like just know it's like literally not real. It's kind of real.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why not everybody, you know, gets. Unfortunately, not everybody gets that when people spend too much time buried in these games and on social media and their phones and really forget about the world around them. That becomes their world, you know?
Yeah. It's like kind of like the situation I'm in now. You know, like you think that in a legal state, didn't say I got harassed, but like I feel like they passed by twice in like within a 15 minute recording literally right now. And it's like, I don't know. It's like the feeling of like you can't even sit in your own car in a park or your own apartment. You know what I mean? Like you can in your apartment. You can't smoke weed. It's legal here where I'm at. So it's like, even though it's legal, it's like, it's super strange that like people still look down on it, even though it's like,
yeah, it's this ongoing battle, unfortunately, with perception. That's the whole problem with cannabis. You know, people's perception of it. Like, I don't even know why people even, like, just doesn't even think about it. It's a plant, for crying out loud. You know, it's a plant. Just let people have it if they want it and leave people alone.
That's the best part, man. I mean, there's a lot of smart people that smoke weed. You just gotta be fucking smart with this shit. Because, like, in this situation, if I wasn't watching the road, didn't park the car facing backwards or some shit, and you watch the road, you know what I mean? Then it'd be easy pickings, dude. So, like, not telling people how to evade it, it's just like you have to be smart if you're gonna consume it. Because it's just like they don't give a shit. They'll give you that fucking fine. Even though you're not really doing nothing, it's not violent. You bet your ass those cops, if it came back around three times, it's on me. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're going to pass by three times. Like, fuck, you know. These fuckers are going to take that immediate left, turn those lights on, I'm blocked in, game over. But right now, I'm back in the apartment. I'm trying to see if I can just park where I was at last time. The only catch is my phone dying and shit. So it's like I have to keep the car on. So I could keep doing this right now. If you can hear me okay, I could just keep driving around and shit.
Yeah.
It's not on Bluetooth.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah. I think some asshole already took my parking spot. Fucking cocksuckers.
Asshole indeed.
Indeed. Nah, there's other ones around here. Yeah, I'm just going to drive around and see if I get some munchies. Because I have, like, this plasma card. But anyway, so what you... you know what I'm telling you, man? Like, plasma saves lives. I'm not promoting this shit, but, like... And it promotes money. I don't know if it's smart because the cop just saw me. Though. I should probably just hang out somewhere. We're trying to find a way I can just not smell like weed. My car stinks right now.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm not even smelling.
I said, yeah, good luck.
Oh, I know, but it's like they're going in that area. But right now it's like fucking Tuesday at night. So, and my car doesn't smell like that bad. It just smells like weed, but I'm not smoking weed. Like, I just got the pin on me and shit. So, yeah. I think it's like fucking amazing. Like, once you get your dad pin, man, I recommend it to everyone. Get a dad pin. Just go crazy with that shit. Just be smart, obviously. Man, that shit's way stronger than I was messing with earlier. But it's kind of a good thing I didn't mess with.
Man, so, I never thought that somebody could smoke dabs like that until you bought that dab pen and just kept ripping that shit. I was like, Jesus Christ, like that's that is really impressive, but it's also terrifying. I don't know. I don't know how you're doing this.
Well, not the only one, dude. It's just like, it's gotta smoke a lot, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like dabs are better than flower. Because in this situation that we're in right now, I wouldn't feel nearly as paranoid because it wouldn't, the car wouldn't smell like fucking ass. You know, like right now it smells like straight ass. Like even without the paper on me and shit, like I just ditched like one third of the fucking joint just because it sucked. But like, Yeah. Like, that's why I say dabs are better. But, like, I know a lot of people, like, if you got some really good weed, then, like, I fucking love that shit. So you really can't go wrong.
Yeah.
In this literal situation I'm in right now, like, this is why I smoke dabs. This shit's savage. Fucking out there. Well, this is pretty fun. It's never been, like, a live-action podcast, but this is definitely. As life gets, motherfuckers.
I'm in fucking recording live while you're on a an adventure.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm just trying to air the car out and then park somewhere. Like, I know where I can actually go and park where they're not gonna fuck with me. But I'm trying to get some food. Fucking Arby's. Now, Zips is actually pretty good. I already had a shitty burger today, but kind of want like a. That's the only thing that's open right now. Fucking COVID. Yeah, so what's really interesting is. I'm not ever going to talk about political shit, but like a fun fact that's going on right now in our politics. You ever heard of QAnon?
Yeah, I've heard of QAnon.
So apparently they have someone that's a QAnon member that's in the Republican Party. And she's like literally, like, I can't say it, like promoting QAnon bullshit. Like,
why she's the crazy broad you're talking about. I think I just read an article on her like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to get her out of the office. Even Republicans are like, fuck this. Because she's like,
yeah.
Because you know what's going on? You're saying that whole like insurrection or whatever. Even Marines and like Army vets are like, dude, that would not have happened because. Unless someone's in there telling him what to do. Like, you know, someone let him in. There's no way any schmuck on the street with a sign can get in the Capitol without, like, an inside job. It was an inside job. It's just, like, they don't want to say it like that because then they'll look like, you know, really shitty on America right now, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, that does make sense.
Yeah, I kind of can't hear you, but I'm by a train, so that probably is why. But yeah, dude, it's like really crazy right now. Like, I don't know if she's gonna get evicted or not evicted, but impeached or whatever you do if you're in Congress. But they're trying though, man. That's for sure. So I'm still like driving. I'm smoking a cigarette because it gets the smell out the car, so like it doesn't smell like shit. Only catch 22 now is I'm like on this road where it's like no one on the road. I'm not on the highway or nothing, so since it's like a long like draft, I just needed. So now it's just nice and empty. It's weird. It's too quiet. What are you doing right now, dude? You still there?
Can you hear me?
Still there?
I'm here, man. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I was like, what the fuck's going on? No, yeah, man. I've been here the whole time.
you start cut out.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't hear me. That's all good.
I mean, you're on speaker. I'm on your ear myself.
Oh, shit, that's weird.
Yeah. Now I'm like, you heard what I said earlier. I'm pretty much.
Say it again?
Getting once I move it to my new place, literally before we ever
you're
pretty much where I'm at right now.
Your voice keeps cutting out like every few words. Like your voice will start sounding really far away, and then I can't hear what you're saying at all.
Oh wow, dude.
It's always on your phone.
Make sure your volume's on like up or something. That didn't really change.
Yeah, this time I've got the volume turned all the way up.
I didn't change anything on my phone. Literally, like it has a hoister, so I'm just.
Tell me about talking shit and drive. Probably my ghetto internet connection or something then.
Most likely, yeah.
You're good.
You're good.
Our worst part is
I'm driving down.
Like we're all like.
I don't know.
I never drive this late. Bitch.
We're doing it for the fucking.
what do you think of the new age of this podcast was out
a while and Shema was axe freezing.
but I would say that
what do you think of streaming now that has evolved the whole week?
Twitter.
I guess you kind of knew the whole shit earlier. But I guess streaming is kind of different. What do you think of it now?
I think there are benefits to streaming. I think streaming is cool. It allows, people the opportunity to be able to generate revenue by making content. You know, I think that is an interesting way that people get to. I guess connect on certain levels, you know, through people being able to stream on different streaming platforms. You got people doing podcasts. Everybody's doing podcasts now, man, which is cool. Like it allows everybody a forum to talk about shit that they care about or give a fuck about, and people actually want to listen. So I mean, yeah, it's cool. It is cool.
Yeah, especially now, which you see people pushing this Thursday, check that, refund, and their fucking full stream on YouTube, we're getting a stimulus check, Biden, whatever, it's really fucked up.
It's like my driving.
Dude, it's like I'm driving with one hand.
Fucking road. I mean, they probably bitch about it.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, it's.
What I was gonna say.
About the streaming.
Dutch Brothers.
So we're gonna see our favorite.
If your lady is awaiting. If your lady is awaiting.
I don't know, bro.
We're gonna figure this shit.
We're gonna wonder, it's gonna be super weird if they're not there.
It's the same. It's a dude that served me last time.
What the fuck are you doing?
Good news is though, this is a big ass parking lot.
I don't know if I can keep recording here.
But buy a drink. That's my defense.
That is chilling.
It's kind of weird. I can hear my fucking phone. I sound like shit.
Yeah, I think it's one of those weird things. A lot of people don't like to hear their own voices.
It's like, dude. Fuck, think about it.
That's the only time you truly hear yourself. You know. I mean, thank you.
Well, my microphone always makes my voice sound like really high pitched, like high tempo as fuck. So
I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah, I prefer not to think about it. What my voice sounds like. So I,
yeah.
Fucking speak and keep it moving.
No, if you get a decent microphone, you'll hear your fucking voice for real. Like right now, it's just like it's echoes and shit. But whatever you did, I guess you took me off speaker. But usually it's just like echoes. That's what I'm hearing. It's like, so it just sounds like really high pitched. It's like, man, what the fuck is that? Damn. Fucking depressing. So we're doing this shit live. I guess I don't know if we can like have them on here or not, but we're gonna see if we can like I can't fucking record. Because I don't know, like, if you can still record in this conversation and they, like, asked, like, what do you want? You know what I mean? It's not like their personal shit's on live, whatever. So. But I want to avoid legal shit, so I'm trying to figure if it would be a smart idea.
What to do?
Got the munchies, bro.
It is windy as fuck here today.
Yeah, same, dude. It's like it was windy. Now it's just fucking ass cold. Like this weather's been strange out here, man. It's like I know on the East Coast there's like a snowstorm. They like got hit by pretty bad snowstorms.
Damn.
Yeah. I wonder what's open 24 hours right now. Like, I think. Let's see if I can. Is it still recording?
Yeah.
Can you still hear me, dude?
Still recording, and I can still hear you.
Oh. Okay. We're going to look up some 24 hour.
Grub. Food, motherfucker. Let's see. Food. Yeah. Just an FYI. I think it automatically stops recording after like an hour.
Really? That's all right. It's always pretty dope to like start the first one, so I'm not looking. The first one's not gonna be a smash, dude. Yeah. It's fucking 9:30. See, food. See. Open now. Why does it say barbecue, dude? Spokane Valley. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Still there, man? If you're there, I can no longer hear you. Hello? 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 Jarrett? I can't hear you. Hello? Hello? Are you there? I'm just going to hang on tight. Few more minutes and maybe you shall reappear. Okay, good talk. Good talk. Oh, and by the way, all of that was just in case if you heard me, you know, if you heard me, then that's okay. All right, yeah. I wonder if this thing is like just recording me right now, like your mic got all the way disconnected or something, and it's just recording me just rambling and talking to myself. Well, I mean, I'm not talking to myself. Okay, I'm talking to myself. Ah, there we go.
Uh-huh.
Your voice is back. You cut out for a minute.
Yeah, the whole recording got disconnected, dude. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe is it still recording?
36 minutes in is where we are.
Oh shit! Well, I don't know because it's like it's not showing nothing on my side, dude. But yeah, man, that's awesome. I'm trying to see how you back. It's not even showing on the recording. But somehow it's recording. I can still hear your shit. Like, we're probably gonna end it on right on this note. See, and I'll call you on like the WhatsApp app. You know what I mean?
Sounds good. Well, ladies and gents, you can't hear me.
I can barely hear you.
Is my voice too, like, I don't know what's going on. Can you hear? I can't hear you if you're hearing me. There we are again. And I guess this is why we were going to end it on.
Yeah, my shit's all fucked up. Hey, I'm going to call you back. I'm going to reset my phone. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'll call you back. Oh, maybe that's why, because it's on Bluetooth.
You have found the culprit?
Hello, how are you?
What?
Hey.
You're not the best.
Yeah, no.
You get the sunshine smelling lemonade.
I know. It's like a change, dude. That's good. It's really slow.
Good.
Yeah. Right? How's your day?
Mine was really, really busy, okay. But in a like productive, like I feel cinematic way.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's not tiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good tiring, dude. Like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really fast.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
You know,
no, I was off today.
Just hanging out?
Yeah.
Getting a cold brew? Posting cold brew?
Yeah.
You just don't like sleeping? Or does this not bother you?
It's not bothered.
Oh,
I drink coffee, okay. Like, yeah.
I can't have coffee after.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes tea is like,
yeah. I still get pretty good sleep. I get like 7 hours. Like, really. Like, I just like, I time it out. You know?
Well, I'm glad to get that much sleep. I'm very healthy for you. I'm a little jealous. But at least one of us is. Do you want a strap, friend?
No. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Alrighty. Thank
Remind
you.
Remind me your name. I know
Jared.
Jared.
Yeah. Hi. What's your name?
Tara.
Tara?
One more time, and then we'll have.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, snap.
I'm still here, dude. I don't know. Hold on. Shit's all fucked up. Yeah.